Blog Talk Radio.
Live, inner sight open mic, dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. And on Thursday would have been Joe's birthday, by the way. All right, around the world, inner sight open mic, you can talk about whatever you want. Keep it clean. Turn down your television, radio, video, your mother-in-law and all that stuff. And, you know, when you call in, we'll have an engineer on hand to take some calls, open mic, live. And I tell you, I'm really impressed with Mr. Trump going against the system and the doctors and taking this medicine. And not that I approve of drugs, but the principle, the idea that he's a rebel president, you know, and taking this drug and talking about it on the Reuters press and stating that people should have the right to the choice of what they want for medicine. Well, I think that should be used by a lot of people. You know, you want holistic stuff? Use the president as an example. The doctors don't approve what he's taking, so, you know, use it. The doctors may not approve of the holistic stuff, but people should have the right to the freedom of choice. Mr. Trump made that point on the Reuters press. And you could probably find that on the internet or on Reuters someplace. So I don't think I've ever heard of another president publicly going against doctor's orders. And he did get a prescription. He's not saying where he got it from, what doctor gave it to him, because that doctor would be in a lot of trouble. All right, inner sight. You know, and a startling revelation that the President of the United States is defying the medical profession. I love it, because they don't have all the answers. Look at all the thousands of people they haven't protected from this virus. All right. Inner sight around the world, open mic. Brought to you by the Big East, TaquitaRescue.org. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, and you can adopt an Akita. I guess now they do it by appointment, you know, so they don't just have open house coming in, but you got to call them. 609-388-7004, or go to BigEastAkitaRescue.org, and the email is over there on Verizon, AkitaRescue at Verizon.com, I think it is. All right. Mr. Kennedy, buy a house, sell a house, or get some good info on the subject. 631-888-1186. Great guy and a good friend to Inner Sight, Mr. Anthony Kennedy Realty. So check him out. James Bahamundi, attorney, civil rights, 516-783-9662. And Jim is doing some legal work, even though the courts are closed. There's still a lot of stuff that you can prepare for. So if you have any legal questions, give Jimmy a call, 516-783-9662. Bahamundi, Jim. Round the world, inner sight, all the beautiful children of the world. Take care of them, watch out for them, cherish them. Corey, Avante, little Tommy, to mention a few who deserved a lot better than the treatment they got. Inner sight reminds you, go an extra mile for a child. All right? We have Nobody Starved on Long Island. My buddy Gary 631-484-3085 for dog food, cat food that is donated, and medical. So give Gary a call and tell him we said hello. Inner Sight. All right, what else we got? Around the world, SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. They're at 631-880-7929. Any referrals or anything you want to know about advocacy or legislation and all that stuff, you can call SILO. They usually have that information. All right, this is Open Mic. And I heard that on the Reuters press today that the Democrats voted in that new stimulus funding. And now the Republicans are saying they're not in a hurry to vote on it. Well, you know, politicians, you know. You never know what these politicians are going to do. See, that's why we who are disabled and elderly need to get control of our lives and change this system, because to rely on these politicians is not a good thing. They're so changeable, and you can't rely on them. You know? Example. All right. We had Senator Boyle, who was going to draft the law to license the guide dog schools. And then this virus hit. All right, I understand that. Everybody's concerned over that, you know. But isn't it also a concern that a blind person, disabled person, is denied a dog without legal protection, and that the agencies are allowed to raise all this money? How many investigations now are you hearing about pertaining to money? Companies that have said they need money, and countries that have said they need money and lied about it, you know? How many of these guide dog schools are lying to us and to the public regarding the training of a dog? You know, nobody investigates that. There's never been an investigation. There's never been a complaint filed with an agency in that regard. Now, to me and to the millions of us, I'm sure people would agree, that's an emergency. Person needs that dog. A lot of blind people cannot function without a guide dog. We've seen that. We have the proof. So there's a situation where you can't count on the politicians. You know, the whole thing was dropped, and it shouldn't have been. Shouldn't have been. They're working from home, many of these legislative writers. You know, why aren't they working on this law? I haven't heard one word about it. So there you have it, folks. Inner Sight has to get the power to change these things. And the only way we can do that is to have the money behind us to do it. Hey, I want to give a shout-out to Billy Joel and his public relations lady, Claire, beautiful, beautiful person who I spoke to today. And even though Billy is not going to be able to honor Ray Charles with us and do the benefit, we thank him for getting back to us on the subject. And in the process, I've made friends with his PR person, and she had mentioned to me today that thinks of anyone who can help, that she would let us know. So we appreciate that. Thank you, Billy. Thank you, Claire. And we're determined to put together this benefit, honor Ray Charles, the great, great guy that he was, and the beautiful friendship that Ray and I had in the 1970s. So we'll continue to work on that. We have a few phone calls out, and we're going to make some more. It's very hard to get in touch with people these days. Everybody's sort of caught up in their own thing and, you know, greatly concerned and about this illness. But we'll persevere and we'll do it. Inner Sight. All right, the phone number here, 213-816-1650. Open mic. So you can sound off about anything you want. And let the world know. Almost 93,000 people have heard us and are continuing to listen. So we appreciate that, and we believe that we have a very important message to put out there. We'd like to see the other agencies join us in putting out this message. And many of them should change their mission statement, because the mission statement that they have hasn't worked very well. We see it all the time. All right, Inner Sight, let's see, brought to you by Beccaro's Italian Tavern, our friends over there, 516-798-1555, Massapequa Park, New York, Beccaro's. Great food over there. Hopefully they'll be open soon. And some of our friends that have helped us in the past, TuroLawCenter.com, SuttonInsurance.com, and Good Mojo Printers with a .com. So we remember our friends. They're all local here on in Long Island, New York. All right, open mic. We're awaiting the arrival of our engineer so we can to the phones and hear what people have to say. I think many of us, I know I am, getting tired of hearing about this ridiculous virus.
I do.
You know, it's monotonous, very monotonous. And by the way, I heard a couple of times in the last couple of days that the Governor Cuomo here in New York has said that there was 19 new cases. And he made it a point of saying that most of those were from people who left their homes to go exercise or to go buy food, you know, making the point that it wasn't from staff people.
Well, I have a shocking number.
Hold it. You're interrupting me. Wasn't from staff people who are working in the hospitals or the nursing homes. But now keep in mind, and he didn't put this in there, keep in mind that months ago we tried to get them to get people out of the nursing homes, and it's on record around the world. They wouldn't listen to us, and they kicked out the visitors and the loved ones, and they allowed the staff members to leave, go home, and come back. And that's how the virus came into many of these nursing homes. So, you know, he is guilty of that.
He's not only guilty. I'll give you, all the politicians are guilty of this number that I'm going to give you when you're done.
What number? Go ahead.
Okay. There was a poll, not a poll, there was a number taking Kaiser, I think, Foundation, went and found out. They did a, you know, a study of all the numbers of the corona deaths, and they found out that one-third of the 90,000 deaths were all due to nursing homes. One-third of those 30, deaths.
About 30,000 people.
That's correct, sir.
Yeah. Well, that's not surprising.
Doesn't surprise me at all. They took out all of the family members, and they had only staff there. Excuse me. They all came from staff. There wasn't any. So then open the darn doors, put the family members there, and you know what? Why don't you just take them out of there? That's my opinion.
Well, the big question is now, and I'd like to see all these family members get together on this and say, what are you going to do now to make up for that?
Wait, there's more. There's more. There was a guy who's of a big conglomeration, an owner of a big conglomeration. I got his name, too. I want to talk to him. I do. I want to propose our idea to him. I do. I don't know why. I feel like we need to. Maybe he'll take it.
Well, people have to insist upon the government now, who made a horrible blunder that caused the death of many people, you know. And I wonder how many of those people were young.
Probably a lot.
Statistic.
Yeah, they don't tell you.
But there's no number on that, is there?
Right, no.
They don't want you to know that. But what has to happen here, people need to get together and protest, you know, online and demand that these nursing homes be emptied and that a person given their own apartment with the help that they need. And to help the government do that, bring the agencies in and let them start raising money to help that process. That's what people should do.
Yeah.
Let's see if they're going to do it.
Yeah. I agree with that.
So whoever this guy is, who's this guy you were talking about? What is he doing?
He's a head of a big, chain of nursing homes. Hanger is his last name. Is Hanger? George Hanger or something. Yeah.
Oh, he's not going to want to get rid of them.
You don't know.
Are you kidding me?
He was saying that our residents, he actually said something that piqued my interest. I don't know why. I recorded it, part of it. And I was like, He said something very interesting that piqued my interest. And I was like, maybe he'll like
our idea. What did he say?
It was so quick I didn't get all of it. I'd have to go back on the. Let me just
go back
on the.
You're saying that it piqued your interest, but you don't know what he said.
Wait, let me finish. Let me go back. All right, here. I have it here. Just give me 2 seconds, and I'll.
I don't think a guy who owns nursing homes is going to help close them.
I don't know.
I doubt that.
I'd like to see what he has to say. If I offer the idea to him.
What is he going to get out of that?
I don't know.
He's going to lose
Instead
all
of
that
closing
money.
Down the nursing homes, he'll have a heads up on it, and he'll be ahead of the ball game. It might give him some. He might help us with it. I don't know. You don't know.
How's he going to help us if he's going to lose his business?
He don't know if he's going to. He might be able to, help
the nursing
us
home is
instead
his
of
business.
Losing.
How does that doesn't add up?
Okay, hold on. Let me go. I was part of this whole thing. It's new guidance on the nursing home. I'm going to unmute it when. Hold on. Let me roll back on this. What the part of the news that I recorded. All right, hang on. Hold on. Hey, no, don't go so far away.
I'd be very surprised if somebody like that would help.
Yeah, I would too, but you never know. I want to do this because I have a feel. Oh gosh, every single time I see this and people looking at people, you know, and it really bothers me, them taking the people out in bags. That bothers me. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's normal for you.
Yeah, it bothers me a lot, and I swear, I'm gonna make this happen, one way or another. All right, so let me I queued it up. Let's do this.
All residents and staff and continuing test employees weekly. Also.
I hate my phone. Sorry, my fault this time.
All right. Well, why don't you try to find this in the meantime, Linda?
No, it is. It's there. Go ahead. Do the rest.
Let's take a phone call or see if anyone's online.
Yeah.
In a site live at 213-816-1650, open mic.
A nursing home advocate.
If you want to talk about anything at all. All right. Maureen's on the line.
Yep.
Take a phone call.
Here
Hello.
Hi,
yes,
hi, guys. Well, I gave my mom a call. Well, I gave her nursing home a call this morning, like I always do. And the nursing supervisor, who's about as friendly as Mussolini and Hitler put together.
I'm sorry. I have to laugh at that because that's the way you said that just was so sweet at that point. Yeah, and true.
Right, exactly. So he gets on and says, "Oh, hello, Miss Willis, hold on," and puts me through to the social worker. Now, instead of saying to me, "Oh, we tested your mom again today, she's going to be moving to another room," now he says nothing. So she tells me she's going to be moving. The social worker tells me she's going to be moving, but she didn't know why. So, of course, I go round and round. You know, I don't have to call everybody in the building if the nursing supervisor, a.k.a. Mussolini and Hitler, would tell me the whole story. I wouldn't have to be going all over asking other people what's going on and getting different stories, you know? So, first of all, I'm told by somebody in the nursing office, oh, yeah, she tested negative, so they're moving her. That's not the truth at all. She's still asymptomatic positive. So that's why she was moved, because they're trying to put all the people that have it in one area and move them out, you know?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
My poor... Yeah. Go ahead, Frank. Say it again.
Well, let me point out, before you, Maureen, before you continue, let me point out to the world, this is what they're telling you.
Right.
We have no way of knowing. We have
right.
no way of knowing if it's the truth. Go ahead, Maureen.
That's
yeah.
right.
I have
so
the,
then I finally called the advocate who was like between the families and the nursing home. So she said, let me get this, you know, whole story. So she called me back. Now, we're still a little shady on April. Then May 13th, she was tested, and now again today. I said, how come she went from April whatever, 20, well, I don't know the exact date, to May 13th, and she wasn't tested. And how come now she's been tested last week and this week? So she told me, oh, well, because they didn't have the testing, you know, all the testing things at that time, which is probably true because the governor only gave them now. You know, Frank, not only did the staff possibly bring it in, but our dear governor did put the people from the hospitals who were positive in the nursing homes. So that's
right.
probably where they got it most of all, if
yeah.
not from the
oh,
staff.
Yeah.
I mean,
it
we
helped.
Had to leave as loved ones, our loved ones there. We had to leave, and he puts people that are sick
right.
in the nursing homes. And like I say, he had that ship. He had the
yes,
Javits Center. That's
yes,
where
he
we should have put them, not in with the most
right.
vulnerable people, as he keeps saying.
He doesn't care, obviously.
He doesn't. He's to blame.
He said, oh, they're the most vulnerable in my butt. You didn't care.
No.
He didn't.
No. I mean, why would you put them, like he's always saying, oh, one timber and it goes through like a wildfire. Well, he's the one that put all those timbers in the nursing home to set the fire.
No. He put the timber, the match, the lighter fluid, all
right.
of it.
And then
exactly.
He said it. He was the arsonist.
Exactly. Exactly. That's what he was, the arsonist who put the fire throughout all the nursing homes. And now, you know, he's looking like, he's so wonderful. They're going to be tested twice.
You need to find other people who have loved ones in these places, maybe 20, 30 mm-hmm. of them, and organize people. And as soon as mm-hmm. the real estate people come back, demand mm-hmm. that, you know, mm-hmm. they start getting these people out of these places. And the
right.
government should pay for it.
Right.
And the agencies
right.
can come in and help. But the government should mm-hmm. pay for it in view of how they treated these people. That's what
right.
needs to be
yes.
done.
I mean,
it's more than that,
Frank.
I got
the phone call again. Sorry. I got the phone call
yeah.
again today from her. She sounded so tired. But, I mean, she's in a facility, moved again to another, you know, part of the floor. Had those awful things stuck up her nose again. And, you know, so no wonder she sounds tired and terrible and all, you know.
Yeah.
Poor thing's
mm-hmm.
been through hell at 85 years old, you know.
That's right.
So it's just horrible. And if this had been spotted at the beginning, in January, in December, in November, when this was boiling in another country and it had been stopped before it got into this country so badly, instead of bombing that guy in Iraq, I'll always remember it was January 5th or 6th. It was when I had the urinary tract infection. Little did I know then that would have been the easy part of the first beginning of the year. Instead of bombing him because he was going to do something to us, well, look what's been done to us now. Look what's been done to the entire country.
Yeah.
You know? So that's who should have been being kept an eye on. What was coming in from other countries with this virus rather than bombing the guy from Iraq who hasn't done, nobody's done anything, thank God, from that area.
Well, the World Health Organization didn't do a damn thing to prevent any of this. And I'm glad that Trump took away their money. What good are they?
Who knows? Who knows the true story? Who knows who? But when it was seen in other countries, they should have clamped down on their air travel too. They should have, China should have stopped their planes from leaving China. Italy should have stopped their planes from leaving Italy.
Well, no,
I think
mostly China should have stopped their planes from going everywhere when they found it in their country, period. Done.
That's what I mean.
It would have stopped. It would have
stopped. That's what I mean. They should have stopped air travel all around the world. When they had this deadly virus, they should have stopped. And now, you know what's going to happen? People are starting to fly again. So what's going to happen? I just hope it's not it comes back again, you know? Because like he said today, Cuomo, it's a government thing to do the airports, not, you know? So what's going to happen there again, you know?
I've got to tell him I got those two videos, by the way, that he wants.
I think air travel should be stopped for a while, you know?
What video
really
are you talking about?
One is Trump's video, and one is the video I was talking about, too. Both. And I've got to talk about my mom's bill.
People can't see that. This is radio.
Yeah, but they could hear it. They could hear both videos.
You got sound on them?
Yeah.
Well, how long are they?
One is 2 minutes, and the other, I recorded it. It's less. It's like around 2 minutes, too.
What are they, both about the nursing homes?
One is about Trump and what you said it was. I found it just now. And the other is, it just says Trump and defending what he said. Yeah. You know, and then the other is is about the nursing home. I caught a glimpse of it off TV.
Let's hear the videos.
Okay, let's do the one since we're on nursing home. Let's continue that subject, and then we'll go to Trump. All right.
Let's hear it.
All right. Mm-hmm. Okay. I had a bill issue and I spoke to my mom, which led to the bill issue. They went to my mom directly and asked her about the lovely bill, which led me on my goose egg chase this morning. So I was really ticked off, honestly. So that's what led me.
You don't
me
know
on.
What they said to your mom. You weren't there. So it's hard.
No, she sort of gave me a hint. She said they're going to take me out of where I live. So
yeah,
I'm like, uh-oh. All right, here's this thing, and I'm going to make it louder. Okay, hold on. Why is it still not loud enough? Hold on.
You got to be quiet.
Okay. All right, let me hear, I hear it. It's just that you guys don't hear it. So I'm gonna what
we
it could tell you
that.
What it's saying. Hold on. I'm gonna say what it's saying. Wright has officially released guidelines on testing of continuing testing. Okay, let me stop it because I want to read it as much as I can. All right. Basically, I'm reading off the screen as much as I can. A weekly testing, and they're going to do it, let's see, for the no visitors until facility has no new COVID cases for 4 weeks. Sorry. Facility should have enough protective gear, regular testing nearby hospitals should have sufficient bed space available. Sorry, I couldn't help but laugh at all that. They have one every day at this one, so I guess we're never going to get in there.
Is that what it says?
Yeah, so far.
This doesn't mean a damn thing.
Wait, there's more. I'm going to the next screen. Now they're carrying bodies out. Oh, new data. Okay. 35 states were 30,000 corona deaths were attributed out of the main count were nursing homes. 30,000. That's disgusting. Oh, this is this guy. Okay, I'm going to read his name and where he works for. Okay. Hager. Hanger.
Well, maybe they ought to hang him.
No.
Get rid of him. Who needs him?
Wait a minute. Mm-hmm. Clearly, we got to change this, he said. He says he said clearly we got to change this. Genesis Healthcare is his name. He works for. He's a CEO of Genesis Healthcare. He said clearly we have to change this. He didn't say change the. I'm going to talk to him about it. George Hager, not Hanger, Hager Jr.
Hager.
Yeah, Hager.
It sounds like Cuomo put him up to it. What he just said.
I don't think he's. This is in the what do you call nationally? This is like he has a national conglomeration. So it's probably not.
How many nursing homes is he on? Does it tell you?
I don't know. No, it doesn't say. I wish I knew.
That.
Yeah. No, I could look. I mean, but it really made me think of something. I was thinking something that would be a plus that we got to talk about offline. I thought of something plus. I want to see your thought of it. That would work for both the aid and the disabled person and would get somebody. Well, maybe I could talk about it here and see what everybody thinks. I was thinking, you know how they have sort of like a benefit for people who want to run things out of their own home, you know, from the state. Okay, you know, for people who have, I'm going to say daycares, but that's not the word I want to use, and that's not the what I want to do, okay? But I'm just saying they do have a benefit for people who run things out of their own homes. But what if you did this? You had an aide, okay, who would get a benefit from the state to outfit her home, if she has a home, okay, if she has a home, okay, or she can get that and get a home. She gets a place to live, okay, and she has to guarantee one thing to make sure she to pay back her home. She has to guarantee she takes care of a person completely from A to Z. That is something that is that would be worthwhile.
What are you talking about? You're not making
the
sense.
The man or woman, aide, has to take care of this person that she the person has. But they're guaranteed a home. Okay? That I was thinking about. I was like, they're guaranteed a home. They're guaranteed they will have the incentive to work.
If you have a big enough place, they could live in the same dwelling as the disabled
right.
person.
They could, yeah. Exactly.
Sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You have the,
they can live
if
on
the money.
If they can't afford, if they can't own a home or they're not legal inside of the United States yet, they can live inside the home of the disabled person and have a floor. Yeah.
That's right.
They can.
Mm-hmm.
With their children and everything. Yeah. They can. Why couldn't they?
When you have the money, you could do it.
Yep.
Without the money,
a disabled person can get rent off that aid. There shouldn't be a reason why you couldn't. That's extra income for you, and you should not be penalized because of it. There you go.
Well, of course.
There's ways you could do things. These are things, and you could then.
Ways.
Yeah, there's ways you
know
could
that.
Do things.
The thing is, yeah. to get it done, and that guy who owns all those places, I doubt very much if he's gonna. He's not gonna give up his business. He's making money off these people.
No, but see,
all the people that passed away, he'll get new people in.
Yeah. I won't doubt that he makes money off the dead, too. I swear.
Of course.
I have a feeling he makes money off the dead, too. I have to find a way how they make money off the dead, too. I have a feeling they make money off everybody somehow. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, let's hear what Mr. Trump said.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, okay. Let me get that up. You want Mr. Trump? Okay. Now let me get him going.
Yeah, let's see what he said about it. He's taking a drug that's not approved by the medical profession.
Yes. Okay.
And
Trump,
he made a statement.
Here's the name of the title of it. It says, Trump continues defend use of unproven drug. Here it goes.
There's nothing there.
It's coming. There's an advertisement first. It does this once in a while. Hold on. I have to wait till it goes. All right, hold on.
President Trump defiant, defending his decision to try and ward off coronavirus by taking an unproven drug, hydroxychloroquine.
Many, many doctors came out and they said, it's great. Now, you have to go to a doctor. I have a doctor in the White House. I said, what do you think? And it's just a line of defense. I'm just talking about as a line of defense. I'm dealing with a lot of people. Look at all the people in the room. You know,
the president ignoring an FDA warning against using hydroxychloroquine outside of a hospital setting, which said the drug has not been shown to be safe and effective for treating and preventing COVID-19.
But I think it's worth it as a line of defense, and I'll stay on it for a little while longer. I'm just very curious myself, but it seems to be very safe.
And rejecting a clinical study that found hydroxychloroquine ineffective against coronavirus.
It was a false study done where they gave it to very sick people, extremely sick people, people that were ready to die. It was given by obviously not friends of the administration. And the study came out. The people were ready to die. Everybody was old. That was a phony study, and it's very dangerous to do it. The fact is, people should want to help people, not to make political points. It's really sad when they do that.
That study, conducted on hundreds of patients at VA hospitals, was partially funded by the government's National Institutes of Health. Trump also falsely claiming the drug is risk-free.
What has been determined is it doesn't harm you. It's a very powerful drug, I guess, but it doesn't harm you.
But clinical trials have shown the drug can cause serious heart rhythm problems, a heightened concern for a president who has a common form of heart disease, according to the results of his physical exam. Dr. Sean Conley, physician to the president, revealing in a new memo that he concluded the potential benefit from treatment outweighed the relative risk.
And that's it.
Is that the whole thing?
Yep.
Well, he's a rebel, all right.
Yeah, he sure is.
I don't think he should be. I don't think he should be taking that drug.
No, I don't think so either. But.
He's going to take it for a little while and then stop. Why is that? Why is he going to stop after a little while? He didn't explain that.
I think also, he's a rebel for sure. I think if he wants to do something, he's going to do it, period.
Yeah, it shows you that the president has gone against medical advice, you know, which means to me that people would do the same thing. Use the president as an example. You know, give me the holistic. I don't want drugs. He wants drugs, let him have it. The person who wants the holistic should have it. And the government should pay for it.
His son-in-law, Jared Kushner, is involved with that hydrochloroquine company. He has a stock in it or something with, he's involved with that company. His son-in-law, Jared Kushner.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, he's a rebel, all right. Inner Sight around the world, open mic. We have any other callers?
Hold on. Let me see if Anthony wants to speak, okay? Hold on.
He's listening.
Give me a second.
All right. Television tomorrow night, 8:30 television. Channel 20, Long Island, tomorrow night.
Oh, we got Louie waiting.
Anybody else?
In the background, yeah, but hold on. I got to stop
that
the
off.
Thing that... Yeah, I'm trying to, if I can get to it.
All right.
Am I still on, Suzanne?
Yeah, you are. Right. Hold on. I'm trying to do, like, three things at once here.
Okay.
Oh, dear goodness. I got everything going.
Lori, do you have anything else?
No, I'm just trying to...
I'm just tired of the whole thing and can't wait to...
Here you go. I got it.
Wait a minute. Suzanne, be quiet. Maureen,
sorry,
what were you saying?
I said I'm just tired of the whole COVID thing and I can't wait till it's behind us, hopefully soon, and I'm with my mom again. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the politicians have made it worse than it is.
Oh, definitely.
Damn.
Definitely. Top to bottom and everybody in between, all of them in between.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's see. Who else do we have on the line?
Thanks, guys.
Okay.
Thank you, Maureen.
We have Anthony listening. We have Carolyn listening. And we have Louie Cunin.
All right, let's take a call from Carolyn. She hasn't been on for a while.
Okay.
Long Island. Live, open mic.
Oh, wait, how long?
Around the world. And Carolyn.
Oh, she hung up. We got Anthony. And when I went to hit her in, Anthony came on. Hey, Anthony.
Hi, Suzanne. How are you?
How you doing? That was weird. I went to cue her in. I figure I got you now. she hung up.
That's okay. No problem. You know I'm always more than happy to be on the show.
How you doing?
I'm okay. Yeah, I don't really, you know, expect much from that nursing home owner. You know, he owns a corporate conglomerate like that, and he's making so much money off of it. You know, all they're going to do is try and order more, you know, medical supplies and stuff like that. They're never going to want to do anything to get these people into their own homes because people that are there believe that people need to be there, and then they convince people that this is your home.
Stop
so,
all that noise,
you know,
on the phone. Sorry,
I don't know.
Anthony.
I'm trying to figure
That's
out
okay.
what it is.
They could really care less about these people. You know, they overcrowd these nursing homes with too many people, and they know it. And then they want
to
say, what kind of care are these people going
to
get? And then they, you know, sit down at meetings, and they don't really care about what kind of care they're going to get. They just figure whatever kind of care they get, you know, is what they're going to get, because they're making money off of it, and it really doesn't make a difference to them, just like the home care agency. The only ones that are really care about these people are their family members, you know, who want to see them back in their homes.
Excuse me, Anthony, do you have, like, TV or something in the background?
No.
Okay, then I don't understand what's going on.
And that's the And that's the only way they'll live a happy, comfortable life is through home care, you know, with the support of their family members in their homes where germs lie dormant and, you know, their clean and safe environment, which is, you know, disease and, you know, virus free. And
you know what I would like to see, and I haven't heard anybody else call for this. I would like to see a criminal investigation against the governor and all these people who allowed these staff members to go out and pick up the virus and come back and spread it. Now, how many of those, I said this before, by the way, how many of those people knew that they had the virus or they were showing symptoms, you know? There should be an investigation on this by the district attorney.
Frank, I had a home health aide in my house years ago who had some kind of virus she contracted from the nursing home, and she was such a selfish bitch, excuse my language, that she didn't even care what she brought to me. And
there it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same attitude.
I heard because they want the money and they don't give a shit. I heard her say, oh, you know, there's some kind of virus going around the nursing home. Did you hear what I said? I have it. And I called the agency and I reported it and I told them that they need to send her for a physical. But, you know, that's what people do for money. They don't give a shit about the nursing home patients.
She should have never come.
Exactly. They care about themselves. She wanted that, you know, money, and that's all that ever meant anything to her. And this is what I say, you know, as long as they come and sit in your house and just sit there and collect their hours, they don't care what kind of danger they're putting you in. You know, as long as they make their money, that's all that matters to them. And if you die, then they'll just get someone else. You know what I mean?
Right.
And It's a damn shame.
Well, now
she
could probably be charged with some sort of offense if she did it. Really?
But you'd have to prove that she knew that she had it. You know what I mean? It would be my word against hers. So I just removed her from the case and said, the hell with it. But it's the risk that you run, too, because there's people, too, that lie and say that, you know, they had vaccinations that they didn't, and you know, they take forever to bring back the proof, and God knows if they, you know, if whoever they work for follows up on making sure if they really had it or not.
Some do, some don't.
Yeah,
really?
And you know, people continue to work like that, and. It's the world in which we live. What can I tell you? You know what I mean?
What
but
do you think about what I mentioned earlier?
About buying the government buying your aide a home so that
or the other way around. They living with you and renting, either or.
Well, I mean, it would be nice if you could rent to an aide and they would, you know, live with you and pay you rent and take care of you, whatever, or you give them cheaper rent in exchange for taking care of you. But as long as they work for an agency, you know, they would never allow that because they have the rules against any kind of gift, any kind of this, any kind of exchange of money for any reason.
No. Now, this would be a whole new ball game. When we start and do this over again. I'm not talking about what is. I'm talking about what is going to be.
You know, I'm just thinking this out. I just thought of this when the guy was talking. He sparked something in me that made me think of that. And that's why he said something that made me think of that. And I said, oh, okay. And that's what made me think about it. I don't know why.
Wait a minute. Hold on. He wasn't thinking of that. The
no,
guy owns
he wasn't.
A fucking a nursing home. He doesn't give
it's
a
okay.
damn about those people.
No. His neglect and his the problem that he was experiencing with his nursing home made me think of it. Does that make sense?
Suzanne, he probably knew about it and never gave a damn. These nursing home owners.
No, I know.
Know.
I realize that. But the way he was talking made me think about it. And it made me think about it in terms like it was my aha moment to change the system. Does that make sense?
The answer is very simple. It's the insight answer. If the person has the money in the card and they make a deal with the aide, there it is.
Yeah, I know that. But there still is one element that we don't have, Frank. And it's the element that I still am have a little problem with. And that problem is, okay, now you got the money, now you got the aid, and now, okay, what's to say that aid is not going to excuse me F you over? Okay? There still is one little...
That can happen anywhere, anytime.
Right. That's why
you screen them as best you can possible.
Wait.
You bond them. You have them investigated. And
you
take a chance on a life.
Suzanne, you can't
better than
take
what you got now.
There's no way you can be sure that based on the evaluation of the person before you hire them that, you know, you're absolutely sure 100% what they're going to do once they get the job. It would be very nice if they would, you know, allow a person to have, a house in exchange for taking care of you, and they would have to work for you a certain number of years in order to get a discount on their mortgage.
That's what I'm saying.
But the government will always see that as extravagant. You can also take immigrants.
I don't know about only a mortgage, but maybe even money off their rent. That's something that is still it's not that extravagant. They do that with, say, Section 8. Why can't they do that in a scenario for people with disabilities to help with their aid program? Why can't they do this? This is something that could keep people out of nursing homes, save lives, and maybe make people live a life that is outside of these horrible, wasteful nursing homes and be cheaper in the long run.
I know.
Every situation has to be dealt with on an individual basis. That's
in
the
my in my heart, I really don't feel like the government cares about the disabled people. And really and truly and honestly, I don't think they care about these aides either. They don't really want to go out of their way to do anything extra for them than, you know, the agencies give. They give them a 3-week training course. They figure it's a 1-2-3 job. You know,
treat the disabled person bad and it is a vicious circle.
But Suzanne, if you have a heart. If you have a heart and you're a good, compassionate person, you'll take care of that person regardless. Nobody should have to kiss their ass for them to clean the bathroom. All they're doing is like hotel housekeepers work and make the beds, Suzanne. The government,
not always.
Most of them.
Not always. Some of them do food feeding. Some of them other things.
Some of them, Suzanne, but it might be good to reward those kind of people with, you know, with nicer things than you would other people. But then they would say, if you give to one, you have to give to all, and they would say it wouldn't be fair. And people are so fed up with these aides in their homes, Suzanne, and I understand what you're saying, but a lot of people, you know, want their family members to go in a facility because they're brainwashed and you know, to believe that that's better than the home care because they're so
fed up. I know what the reason is. I know exactly what the reason is. And I see it all the time. It's like
you're trash when you get older. In this day and age, you're trash.
You're
indispensable. They don't need you anymore.
It's not only that. People are tired of dealing with the coordinators, and I can't find somebody, and you're changing too many people, and this one, I'm not your maid, I'm not your slave, you're not my mother, I don't care about you,
pure and simple, what you just said, I'm not your maid, I'm not your slave, how long do you think I could do this for? That's another phrase I get.
Or they'll tell you, basically, if you're a man, I want to work with a woman, they only care about their own nationality of people. So people see it as bullshit, any way around. I mean, after a while, you get fatigued with the home care program too. And you get fed up with it.
That's why we gotta change it. We gotta make it where it's enticing for the aides. So what do you propose? Just giving up? You can't just give up. That's not an answer.
I
want to live my life.
I want to live my life too, Suzanne. But
and
if
you
want to know
then?
The truth, I propose many of the things we've already suggested.
Right.
But until it ever happens, we have to live with the current existing system.
I want to make it sooner than later, honestly.
I want to make it sooner than later, too. But to be honest with you, let me say this really quickly, Frank. Jerry Lewis had a dream, too, Suzanne. And, and he died, and it never quite happened. You know what I mean? I mean, Martin Luther King had a dream, too.
I don't
too,
intend
there would be
to
no
die. Before my dream is done.
I understand that, but I realize that I might die before this system ever changes. And even after I'm gone, it might never change.
Jerry Lewis used to dream about money, and he made plenty of that.
Right, yeah, but, to find a cure for muscular dystrophy, for, people to donate and stuff like that, which they did. But I'm sure by now the donations have dwindled because people are not donating like they used to anymore, and they got rid of him because he said something offensive about gay people, and, they didn't want to do the telethon anymore. They wanted people to donate online. They said it was too costly, and I guess nobody wanted to volunteer to do it anymore, to spend all those grueling hours to, do the telethon.
Oh,
so
the telethon is much more effective than any other way, and that's what got the Muscular Dystrophy Association so much money. They were so stupid to stop it. They should have just gotten a different star. Hello.
I agree with you, but nobody wants, they didn't want to be bothered with it anymore. You get a different chief executive who thinks a different way and has a different philosophy, and they, move the organization in a different direction.
Yeah. You know what they moved it in? Galas. That's what they believe in now. Gala, this gala, that gala. They probably believed that they had enough of the higher ups, the enchilant, to just keep doing galas. Oh, let's sell a plate for whatever amount of money and get it done.
We'll be with you tomorrow night. We got to get out of here. Inner Sight, thank you, Anthony. Thank all our callers.
Okay.
Thank you, Anthony.
Thank you. Take care, Frank. Have a good night.
Yes. Leave me Friday, please.
Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. And thank you. And don't forget to take your wild oil of oregano. That's better than the mask. Make a mask out of it. I put it on my
beard.
There
you go. That's not a bad idea.
All right. Tomorrow night. Inner Sight, a subject tomorrow night and Thursday. Friday night, The Follies. Tomorrow night, television, 11 o'clock, 1997, Manhattan Neighborhood Network. So thank you so much. Be safe out there and stay healthy. Stay young. Inner Sight lives forever.
Yeah.
And we thank you. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Inner Sight. Good night.